fucking ass to come out if they want to fucking dick you down.
Who are you talking?
They want to get me drunk. I'm right here at the fucking parking lot, dude.
What parking lot?
A couple of sheriffs just driving around.
What do the sheriffs want?
Fucking sheriffs. The sheriffs want to get me right now, dude.
They
drunk,
wanna,
dude.
They want to get you for what? What did you do?
You don't
know what
it's cool, bro.
We're
with you, homes.
Do what you gotta do. Motherfuckers, they just wanna fucking... All they wanna do is look for somebody to fucking kill, eh?
What?
That's it, homes. I'm serious, man.
I don't...
The sheriffs wanna fuck you, man. They do.
That's not true. I don't think the sheriffs wanna hurt people. They're to serve and protect. I mean, I don't think you know what you're talking about.
I'm talking that shit because you don't even know who I am, punk.
I think we gotta cut him
what,
off.
What chavala? What's a chavala? What is that? Is that not? That's not good, right?
They talk you some long shit, you little white bitch. You motherfucker, you hit mainline, motherfucker. You cry like a little baby, bitch. Fucking, and steal your fucking shoes, motherfucker. Shut the fuck up, you little punk. You don't even know who you're talking to, you fucking queer.
You're listening to Call with Questions.
You're fucked up.
323-482-1084.
Yeah, we're still here. We're just a little surprised. We wanted to include you in the show.
Answer 505, man, right here in the mobile, eh? I don't even know if I'm gonna fucking get in the house, homes. They locked my ass out last night.
Caesar
so
has
anyway.
A potty mouth. That's what we call
Numbers,
that in Las
man.
Vegas.
Happy Memorial Day weekend, bro.
Thanks,
for
Caesar.
All the brothers out there. All the CB brothers, homes.
Thank you, Caesar.
Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you.
For Criminal
Happy
Fucking Band Radio.
Happy Memorial Day.
505. We'll be out standing by.
Sorry about that.
Over and out.
Over and out, Caesar.
Yeah.
So, we have a lot of important things to talk about today. Madam Stampley, are you there? Madam Stampley.
I am here.
Excellent.
I don't know if you heard me. Isabel went ahead and told me that chavala means a girl.
Oh,
He was calling you a girl.
He was calling me a girl.
Yes.
I wish I would have had some kind of retort for that, but I didn't at the time. So, but thank you. We have a question here that I think might be more appropriate for you. This one came in via email.
Yes.
The question is, hold on a second, let me bring it back up here. Will the world really end in 2012?
This is an excellent question. Talked about this last week, I think. If everybody could welcome Isabel, you've welcomed me.
Welcome, Isabel. Welcome,
Isabel.
Welcome, Isabel. Welcome, Isabel.
Welcome,
Isabel. Welcome, Isabel. Welcome, Isabel.
Thank you.
Welcome, Isabel. Welcome, Isabel. Focus.
Focus. The question is a very hard one. No, the world will not end in 2012. Isabel has just said the word no.
Okay.
She's now showing me a dove. This can only mean peace.
I actually, as far as I know, I think a dove is actually just a breed of pigeon. I don't think they mean peace at all. I don't think that means anything.
It's a symbol. It's a symbol between Isabel and I. No, I found it under the desk.
Madam Stampley, we have a call. We have to take it here. Hello. Thank you for calling Call with Questions.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, you have a nice voice on the phone.
Oh, thank you.
Hello.
Yeah, sounds kind of European. Are you from Europe?
No.
All right, everybody, let's hear it for Europe.
Europa.
Thank you for calling.
No, I was there for a while though.
You were? Where were you in Europe?
I have a Madonna complex.
Oh yeah. I love Madonna. She's one of my favorites.
So
I like
my favorite
song is the Secret Garden on the Erotica album. Do you guys know that song?
I danced to Erotica when I was 14, the whole album in front of a bunch of friends.
You know the song?
I do.
Secret Garden.
Unfortunately.
No, that's a good song. It's a good song.
I have memories with it.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Nico, and I'm calling from the forest.
Oh, hello, Nico
from the forest.
Nico.
Yes, all right.
It's the one good thing I got out here.
Yeah.
No, I'm just
the forest. The four big fans of the forest. You must know the Forest Afterglades. It's one of my favorite field hockey teams. Wait, you're calling from Forest, California, Afterglades. Right?
Taco salad.
Yeah, I'm in California.
Taco salad.
Dale.
Yeah. So,
Dale.
We're not going to talk. No, excuse me. Hold on a second, Nico. Just one second.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about Dale today because Dale offended people at the last show, and we're not going to let him talk. Go ahead, Nico. Go ahead with your question.
My question is, why is it so good to make deviled eggs when you feel bad?
Why is it so good to make deviled eggs when you feel so bad? Isn't that a Lynyrd Skynyrd song? I think it is. Why is it so good to make deviled eggs and then when you feel so bad is in parentheses. I'm pretty sure. I think we have a copy. We have a copy of it.
I think it's a B-side.
We have a copy of it right here.
Can you play it?
That's just the intro. I don't want to play the whole song. We don't have rights to any of this music, so.
So who's all there? Is there a Lauren Fisher and a Stephanie Hutton?
I don't know who those people are, but George Michael, and
hi, I'm George Michael,
and Mirage from Mirage Casino
hi.
Resort in Las Vegas are here. So you
come
would like
us.
To know, you would like to know why are deviled eggs so good when you feel. Feels so bad.
Thank you.
Maybe
for
why do they taste so good? Why is it so fun to make them?
Okay, we're gonna answer your question, but
we gotta
go offline, so we can't talk to you anymore. But thanks for calling,
okay.
Nico. Okay,
it's the
Nico.
Paprika.
God bless you.
Paprika.
God bless you. Or something.
The paprika.
Something.
Paprika.
So guys, seriously, let's get
They're
coordinated
two different
here.
Colors.
Why are deviled eggs so good when you feel so bad?
Because they're two different colors.
White and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a sun, doesn't it? Deviled egg.
Yes.
And I think if you get a prescription for Xanax is yellow, isn't it? Aren't the pills yellow? Let's go with that.
Yes.
Xanax is
it's
yellow.
Definitely
That's
white.
What she said.
I think if you open anything up, mix it with mayonnaise, and then put it back together, it's a winning combination. I mean, can you name something that wouldn't work out for?
French fries.
Perrier. Whiffling to death. Try it out.
I would not want Perrier and mayonnaise.
Why?
Yeah, that would,
no.
That would be good.
Put it back in the bottle.
No,
if you put it back
Orange
in the Perrier bottle.
That would be good too.
No.
I don't feel like we answered Nico's
That's
question.
You can't
well,
break
I don't,
open
Let's get a psychic Perrier. Reading. Right. Madam Stampley.
Yes, I'm here.
We got this question that we can't solve with our earthly powers about
right,
fucking deviled right. eggs.
I heard the question and it's something that I think Isabel can definitely tap into.
Okay.
Everybody really focus on the question for
okay.
us. Okay. Isabel really needs all of your
focus.
Energy.
Focus.
You're distracting
focus.
Me. You're distracting me.
Focus.
That's good. Why don't everybody sing?
Isabel is telling me that people's natural attachment to the past is what causes that. Something about the past and the deviled eggs.
Okay, so it's the has something to do with the past. That's awesome.
Nostalgia.
I think we answered the question.
Yeah.
All right, all right. Let's throw that one away.
You're listening to Call with Questions.
That's right.
323.
Actually, I'm very excited for this show.
1084.
All week working on new jams.
So that's
I hate
Dale.
You, Dale.
Oh, Dale.
You guys.
Oh, hey.
I don't think you can.
What's up?
Interesting. I don't think anyone is going to believe that.
Who gave him the address for the party?
I don't know. Dale knows, you know.
Was there a Coachella flyer, I guess?
On his mailbox.
Wow. I'm really excited to hear that. Wow. This is almost interesting.
Okay. All right, Dale. Look.
Dale.
My mom's still waiting, Dale. All
right.
Yeah. All right.
Dale, for those of you who don't know and weren't listening to last week's show, Dale used a little bit of language that we don't really support.
He should be ashamed.
Actually, I have a little recording, and this is what Dale said, and it offended some of our listeners.
That's retarded.
And so...
No way.
You guys...
Upset.
I think it was Abraham Lincoln that said a society that refuses to forgive is fucked.
It's gay.
So let's give Dale an opportunity to make amends.
I hate you, Dale.
We all say things that we regret, and I'm no different. Last week I inappropriately used the word retarded. I now realize that was a totally gay thing for me to do, and I'd like to take this opportunity to say, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I feel like a homo for having said it.
Dale!
Thanks, Dale.
That's ridiculous.
I'm very excited for this show. I've been in the studio all week working on new jams.
Oh, great. Dale. Let's hear
Dale. You have a new song?
Let's hear Dale's new music. Let's hear that. Sorry about that. Let's hear Dale's new song.
Dale, come on.
Here's some of Dale's hot jams from this week. Wow. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You can definitely tell he feels like a real homo.
Yeah. Well, he sounds nicer though, to be honest.
How adorable. May I feed the baby? No, allow me.
Dale.
I always carry my own milk.
Dale brought his own milk to feed the baby.
Oh,
can
it's
have
just
some?
Diaper rash.
You can't
here,
feed it.
Let me apply some healing salve.
That's adorable.
Okay.
I thought it was salve.
We need to. Yeah, maybe it is. I don't know. Dale doesn't. He's learning.
I don't know.
He'll be human.
I could
one day.
Be wrong. I just hang out at the Mirage all day.
Madam Stampley.
Isabel has a message for Dale.
Dale. Ooh, this sounds good.
It just. When he was saying his apology.
Yes.
She whispered in my left ear like she does. Remember, it's only words unless they're true.
It's only
That's
words
what she
unless
said.
They're true.
Yeah, give that message to Dale.
Thank you, Madam Stampley. Thank you.
Yes.
So, you guys went to this cat show, right?
Yes.
Mr. Estefani and George Michael.
We did.
Let's get a quick review and make it concise. Do not bore these people, and we'll play some clips and stuff. I don't want to bore anybody. Is this going to be boring?
Well, we hired... No. Yes.
Okay.
It will be.
Wait, let me show you something really quick. This, I found this thing.
He is not a registered Florida brand, therefore is not engaged to the Sunshine
Bengals. Okay, so
that's
an auctioneer, right? Okay, so now here's the auctioneer.
He is not a registered Florida brand. Therefore, is
but
not engaged
also
to the,
the singer of a metal band. So I think these guys missed their calling. They're selling horses and pigs and shit all day. But it sounds great with...
Cats.
Let's talk about the cat show. So I got some clips here from the cat show. Sure. You guys went to a cat show.
We went to a cat show, and we saw lots of different varieties of cats, and we talked to the
big
best
ones.
And brightest cat stars of 2009 in Glendale, California. This happens once a year, so just I would just suggest playing the clips and to enjoy.
All right.
Driving in, we felt a surge of excitement because we have.
This is our first show.
Yeah, it's our first show. So, could you make any recommendations for someone that was like thinking about maybe participating? We don't have cats that are bred or anything like that, but we know that there is a section.
There is. We have household pets.
Okay.
And if you have a cat at home that will tolerate somebody else just running their hand down their body and petting them, then you can bring them in and enter them in the household pet category.
So she's like, it sounds like she's saying this like, maybe your cat is just a household cat?
Yes. Because the majority of the cat show consists of purebred cats.
Right, how do they know? What do they have an oil? They check the oil?
You would not, yes.
Something how do they know it's purebred?
Something with a finger and Vaseline.
You have to have a vanity for your cat.
A vanity?
Yeah, a vanity table.
I don't like this lady already. Yeah. I don't her already. She's like, if your cat, if I can touch it, it's a household cat.
Can I tell you the name of her cat?
Yeah.
Cindy Clawford.
Let's listen to the rest.
It's a lot of fun. Did you guys watch any of the
We did watch part of it, yes.
It's awesome. And really, just the judging criteria is the judge is looking at what kind of cat would they like to bring home. That really is the criteria.
Okay.
And they're looking at how well the cat is kept, the health, the condition, how the coat is, you know, just little things like that. There's no standard, per se, for a household cat.
So. There's no standard, but you have to be able to touch it.
Yes.
Would they know if I beat my cat?
Yeah. Are they going to know if you guys...
No, they would not.
You guys
know.
Aren't going to take your cats into
we
this
are.
Thing.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Mola, I'm going to bake a cake
because
I saw that was something that people do there. They bake cakes for their champion cats.
Right.
I'm going to bake a cake for Lola because I am pretty much sure that she's going to end up with...
All right, let's go to this other clip.
How long have you been planning this for?
About 5 months.
Five months.
Okay.
And how many...
She was the assistant director.
What?
She was the assistant director.
5 months.
5 months.
Let's listen to that again. 5 months to...
How long have you been planning this for?
About 5 months.
5 months.
Yeah. She almost said three.
And how many entries would you say there are?
There are around 175 cats competing, and then there are about 20 other cats here that are exhibition only. So they're just here to be seen by the public.
Oh.
So about 195 cats.
Okay. Is it the same price to enter as an exhibition? And
no, exhibition's lower. Yeah.
Okay.
195 cats?
Yes.
Are they all household cats and breeding cats?
That's what she said.
That's great. This is deteriorating. I'm done with the cat show.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it. I tried.
Where's Dale?
I lost interest.
Dale?
Get the fuck out.
See, now you've made him mad. You've made
Whatever.
Him mad. I had the opportunity to interview our resident physicist, Dr. Marcel Kerbshank, over the weekend about copycats and physical science. So I'll play a little bit of that for you so you can hear. In actual physical science, are there things that copy each other?
You mean like...
Particles.
Like processes?
Processes.
Particles.
See, I was thinking for sure. I thought it was a shoe-in. It's a giveaway. There has to be.
Particles, processes that copy each other. I think there is no intelligence behind any physical processes until the level where you get to life forms.
That seems not true, doesn't it? But then when you actually think about it, it is true. Because all those atoms and particles, they don't have a mind like us. Let's listen to the rest of this.
I think there is no intelligence behind any physical processes until the level where you get to life forms. They recopy other life forms or other behaviors, other processes. I think it doesn't have the capabilities of copying. It's just life forms that copy.
So, in order to copy something, you have to have intelligence of some kind, even if it's on a very fundamental level.
Yeah, right. Even if it's on a very fundamental level, I mean, you have viruses.
Right.
They copy DNA structures to get replicated.
Right. But you have to have what we call, what we loosely refer to as an organism. You have to have an organism to have behavior like copying. And it's not, you don't see that on a level of particle science.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Maybe that would be a nice definition of life, to copy something, to adapt and copy. Yeah. To learn from other processes and copy them. Maybe that would be an alternative definition for life. I don't know.
Do you see yourself as being a copycat at all?
In some parts, yes.
Yeah.
So when you write a publication, you look at other publications, you look at the structure, how they are written, and you try to keep to the scheme. You try to put in your own scientific work into your own publication, but since there are very high standards how to write it, you look at other publications, how they are, you try to copy that, but you copy the structure and you try to replace the information in the original work with the work you actually did.
When is it bad for the type of work that you do? When is it bad to copy?
Yeah, that's I just wanted to come to that part. When you work together with other scientists, you will soon find out that it is not objective at all. It's basically about how can I knock out competitors, how can I get ahead of other people, because the whole funding is based on publications. So what you try to do, you try to publish things before other people do it.
That maybe that there's people that are drawn to science for the opposite reasons that you are. They're drawn to it because it's competitive.
What you just said, it's quite right. Some people like that sort of competition, and they are also very successful in science. They might not be the best scientists, but they are very competitive, and they can make a big career in science.
I don't know if you've ever seen the movie The Godfather, but the way that those people dealt with competition is if there was somebody that was competing with them for money or something, you know, they would just, you know, take them out.
But yeah, yeah.
In science, you guys can't really kill each other because there's no savage justice, right?
You don't have to kill people physically.
Right.
You just kill their image.
You destroy their career.
You destroy their career. Yeah, don't destroy their being,
their physical
life, their body.
Yeah.
Yeah, their physical appearance. You just destroy their image,
right.
their career. Yeah.
Well, I'm offering my help to you as an Italian American. If you need it, I can take care of some people for you, some German scientists.
Okay.
Yeah, so just let me know if anybody gets in your way.
I think I'd rather not rely on that help, you know? I would not feel bad. Not feel good about it. I would feel bad, and I think maybe I'm too much of an idealist there.
Yeah,
I'd rather take a step back than a step forward in that direction.
I got you. I got you. Well, I just so you know, the offer's out there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Madam Stampley. Madam Stampley, are you with us?
Yes.
So, we talked about science.
Can I just interject something really quick?
Sure.
I think that particles don't copy because they don't have to go to high school and deal with that kind of pressure. That's all. They don't have to go through that.
That's interesting.
Think about it a
so
little longer.
You would take the hypothesis that Dr. Kerbchek had, which was that in order to be alive, in order to copy something, you have to be alive. You have to have some kind of life on some kind of level. You would take that in another direction and say, in order to copy something, you have to actually go to high school.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I'm contributing to this conversation. You gotta fit in. You gotta get in where you fit in.
That's right. Madam Stampley, we've talked about science and copying, making copies of things. I'm wondering, in the realm of the mystical, But copies of what in the metaphysical world? What like watches, old people's watches, things people lost when they died?
That's what she said.
Wow. I'm really excited to hear that. I'm glad you called with that question, but I don't have time to answer it now.
Images.
On like photographs?
Yes, Isabel will often show me photographs.
I don't think that was a real laugh. Let's just listen to it.
No, it's
that
nothing like that. No.
That right there. It's not a real laugh at all. It
was humoring
fake.
Him.
It's a fake laugh.
No.
That's okay.
No.
She was definitely humoring him.
That's not a real
They had just complimented her in her outfit.
He was fierce.
Breeder owner.
This is where he introduces Cindy Clawford.
We breed a breed called Devon Rex, which is a wavy coated cat.
Yes.
And did you see? You
yes,
may have seen
did.
My.
Wait a minute. Breeder owner. that means, well, you would hope to God that these people actually have cats, that they don't just breed them for no reason.
Yes.
Hey, what's up? We've lost our power to entertain the people out there. Is that right? Is that pretty much what's going
on? That's what she said.
Are there people listening to this show out there? Backwards. Breeder owners.
Don't even laugh. It's not worth it.
Don't. Who's this guy? Don't even laugh.
He's amazing.
Don't even laugh. It's not worth it.
Don't even laugh. It's not worth it.
Don't even laugh. It's not worth it.
I'll tell you what is worth.
I'll tell you
what it's worth. Don't even laugh. It's not worth it. Don't even laugh. Don't even laugh. Wait, you guys. I think I might have my.
Madam
Stampley? I have my moment here. Don't even laugh. It's not worth it.
Oh, that's what she said.
It's just diaper rash. Here, let me Dale. Apply some healing salve.
Not lesbian. You again, Dale.
Lesbian.
Dale.
When I'm in prison.
I thought we were going to yell into the microphone.
Tater top casserole.
I thought he was a changed man.
Let's get through this. That's so hard to do. Jesus Christ, this is some of the most boring shit that I've ever heard in my life.
Hey,
no, I'm just
save
saying.
All that for off the air.
Okay, sorry. No, I'm just talking about this guy. I'm trying to make this interesting.
Don't even laugh. It's not worth it.
This is a song. He's singing.
Don't even laugh. It's not worth it.
Let's find the key there. I got to find something less spooky. Okay, give me. There we go. Let me get this thing here. Let's try this.
Do you need a beat?
Let's go up a little bit. Don't even laugh. It's not worth it.
Don't even laugh. It's not worth it. I've heard it all day.
I've heard it all day. Yeah. Don't even laugh. It's not worth it. Oh, that's like the... This is the... Okay, hang on. If you don't blow so hard into that thing, I can get it working for you here. Okay. Don't even laugh. It's not worth it. I'll give you some stuff. Okay. You got your stuff. Let's try it. It's the sad part of the musical. Don't even laugh, it's not worth it. I think that's all there is to it. Don't even laugh, it's not worth it. Don't even laugh, it's not worth it. Don't even laugh, it's not worth it. Let's listen to this again here. Let's see what else he says. It's like a song.
Don't even laugh, it's not worth it.
Don't even laugh, it's not worth it.
Don't even laugh. It's not worth it. I've heard it all day.
I've heard it all day. I need another chord for that. I've heard it all day. Don't even laugh. I think it's good. Let's do it.
Don't even laugh. It's not worth it. I've heard it all day.
Okay, let's see. Don't even laugh. It's not worth it. I've heard it all day. I think it's good.
Don't even laugh. It's not worth it.
Who's this guy?
I've heard it all day. She's great.
Yeah. And I've only really, my wife's always bugged me about cats, and we just really got into it about a year and a half ago, where we got into them full blown because I was, allergic to cats. But the one thing I found is that cat show, you don't really have those problems because chances are most of these cats were washed last night.
Yeah.
So, you don't have the dander problems. You're not worried about the allergies. And the Devon Rex, I don't have any problems with them, so.
This guy too.
All right, here comes the real, she's the show co-manager and the breeder. And
hilarious.
She is all things CFA.
Wait a minute.
Don't even laugh, it's not worth it.
Wait a minute, what's this right here? There's something in here. Let's see if I can find that again.
And the Devon Rex, I don't have any problems with them, so. Here comes the real, she's the show co-manager.
There it is
breeder.
Again, right there. What's this right here? What's this? What is this?
Show co-manager.
Don't even laugh. It's not worth it. I've heard it all day.
Go co-manager and the breeder.
It's like a song.
Go co-manager and the breeder. And she knows all things CFA.
Questions. Questions with real people with really cute outfits and shoes.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we have a radio show. And I was wondering if we could ask a couple of questions. Because
it's called
actually,
Call with Questions.
We came online. For the first time.
It's on,
we were invited.
It's an online radio show.
We're
we love cats, but also our friend that came today, she's allergic to cats, and she lost her cat last year.
No,
but she hasn't decided to have any cats since. But anyway, we wanted to would you mind if we ask a couple of questions?
No, that would be wonderful.
Don't even laugh. It's not what. It's catchy.
It's good. I like it. Let's just one more real quick. I don't want to bore everybody. But I think don't even laugh. It's not worth it.
We harmonize. Right,
don't even laugh.
You go low.
Don't even laugh. It's not.
Don't even laugh. It's not worth it.
Okay, let's try again.
Don't even laugh. It's not worth it. I've heard it all day.
She has heard it all day. Let's see. Yeah. Is that it? Is that it? What does that mean? We'll do this. We lost everybody. What's she doing?
She's updating the Twitter.
Oh god.
I'm playing a game called Brick. Now you just made me lose. You're listening to Call with Questions.
Do we get any phone calls? We got one phone call, right?
482-1084.
Okay, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's call somebody. We're going to call Kinko's and ask them if they can give us some advice about making copies. I think that's good.
I went there with Lauren, and this guy at Kinko's thought I was Lauren's
mom.
I can do this. I can do this. You guys want to listen to this?
Yes.
We'll do this.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if this is going to work. Let's see. Kinko's.
As long as Dale isn't here.
Kinko's. Okay. We're going to call Kinko's.
Yeah!
Okay. Let's see. There's one. Here we go. Oh, here we go. Hello. Thank you for calling Call with Questions. You're on the air.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
Hello?
Yeah, you're totally on the air. Oh my god. Call the yearbook.
Wait, hold on.
Call the yearbook.
Oh, I am on the air.
You're totally on the air.
Crazy. I wanted to call to see if this is real.
Yeah, oh, it's totally real. It's totally real.
It's so real. That's what
it's so real.
Wow.
Do you have any questions about anything? We have all of the time in the internet to answer them. Listen to this. Listen to this.
Okay,
go ahead.
Well, maybe you can help me out because I'm spring cleaning right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do with all my stuff from high school from over 10 years ago.
Do you want me to tell you what I did with all my stuff from high
school? You're too young to
know. Over 10 years ago?
Yes.
I'll tell you. I just have to sing about it, kind of. Ooh, I burned it all in a trash can. That's what I did. I burned it all in
a
trash can.
Don't even laugh. It's not worth it.
Don't even laugh. It's not worth it. Wait, I want to show you. I'm sorry. What's your name?
Hello, and thank you for calling Call with Questions. What is your name, and from where are you calling?
I like how Dale decides to do his job eventually. He's like a screener. He's supposed to answer all the calls. We've got Julie on the phone here, and she didn't even get a greeting. I'm sorry. Your name's
Saley.
Saley? Is your
Saley.
Name
Saley?
Hi, Saley. This Saley. Is George Michael.
Hi, Saley.
Thanks for calling. Thanks
Hi.
For calling.
Hi.
So you want to know what to do with your stuff from high school. Can I show you something real quick?
Don't even laugh. It's not worth it.
What kind of stuff do you have?
What kind of stuff do you have, Saley?
Does it burn?
It's like all my high school papers and notes from friends and letters.
Oh, definitely keep your notes. Always keep your notes.
Saley,
you know
I think you got a lot of ideas here, but I think the best one is going to come to you in the German language. Roswitha?
Ich glaube, dass du ein kleines Buch kaufen solltest und dann solltest du deine ganzen Notizen ausschneiden und dann da reinkleben.
Ja, und was auch.
Schön alles ausschneiden und dann einkleben in ein kleines Büchlein und dann hebst du das auf für deine Enkelkinder. Die werden sich dann freuen.
That's right from a East German. They don't even have a country. They don't even have a country anymore. You should be able to burn your stuff because they don't even have a country.
That makes me feel better.
No. Let me ask you, how old are you?
How old are you, Saley?
She's 28.
27. You're 27. Sprout. You're a
well,
sprout.
You know what? I think it's time for a new hobby, and your new hobby should be scrapbooking. I think you should start cutting out.
Oh, don't scrapbook.
Sally,
I like the German
I have to make you promise something. Sally, yeah.
Maybe
are you
Isabel
there?
Has an idea.
Please promise that you will keep your notes forever.
No,
just your notes.
Don't,
not
no,
the
don't
notes
keep
that you
notes.
Don't yes,
keep your notes.
Your notes that you wrote and you received to and from friends.
Don't even do that.
Yes, that's totally entertaining.
Well, and very helpful. Thank you.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank
project.
You for calling.
You.
Definitely an art
okay,
project.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Be good.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Don't even laugh. It's not worth it. I've heard.
That's a song. It's like a
don't even laugh. It's not worth it.
Don't even laugh. Don't even laugh.
Okay, here's Kinko's. I'm gonna call Kinko's unless somebody calls here.
Call Kinko's.
Call Kinko's.
Call Kinko's with questions.
All right. Shh. We have to be normal. Oh
God.
It's not working. All right.
Has
okay.
anybody ever heard of call waiting?
Not Kinko's.
Oh. We have a question from the audience.
Okay, I got. Okay, let's take that.
Coachella question.
Shh. Okay, it's Kinko's. Okay.
Thank you for calling FedEx Kinko's office and print center.
It's a robot.
Please choose from the following options.
Maybe Dale can talk to
it. For our fax number.
Okay. All right. Let's. Thank you for calling. Call with questions. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Hello. You look to speak in the Deutsche Frau.
Oh, du wirst Deutsch sprechen. Das ist kein Problem.
Ja, ich bin eine deutsche Frau.
Ja. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. It's all you.
Hallo.
Hallo.
Möchtest du mit mir Deutsch sprechen?
Wie geht's?
Sehr gut, danke. Wo ist sie? Sie ist jetzt in Berlin.
In Berlin.
Berlin ist interessant. Auf Wiedersehen, Frau Steiner.
Auf Wiedersehen, Herr Berger.
Auf Wiedersehen. Auf Wiedersehen. Tschüss.
Wie geht
es Ihnen? Ich habe deshalb es abgelehnt, jemals vor dieses Volk
hinzutreten
und billige Versprechungen zu
geben. Yeah, you're welcome. Have a nice
Sprechen. Sprechen
Sie Deutsch. What's he singing about? What's that guy singing about? That guy, this German guy, what's he singing about? What is he singing about?
I don't
know, it's Swedish.
Oh.
Don't even call, it's not worth it.
Don't even laugh, it's not worth it.
Don't even laugh, it's not worth it.
Okay. What is the meaning of life? We have this question that we got in, and of course we have to refer all of our mystical questions to our psychic. Whoops. What happened there?
Everyone's gonna need to
chant.
Earlier, you scared Isabel off. So if I could get everyone in the studio there,
focus.
Everybody shut up, we gotta sing in the same fucking key.
Focus.
We have to really call Isabel back.
Isabel, do we have an answer to the question, what is the meaning of life?
What is the meaning of life?
What is it?
What is it?
What is it?
What is the meaning of life?
She is saying to me, time flies like an arrow, fruit flies like a banana. That's what she said, that's the answer.
Wow, well, that's deep stuff.
All right. I'd really like to to get somebody on the phone here, but somebody from Kinko's. Let's try this. This is my last try. If this doesn't work, we're going to let some other people entertain. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling Southern Coffee. We will have special hours and pickup times due to the Memorial Day holiday.
Of course.
Please speak with a team member or see our website for details.
Thank you for calling FedEx office. We are currently closed.
Of course.
Typical.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thanks to Couchella for having us here at the party. Doing us very special live call with questions. Thank you, Madam Stampley. Thank you, Caesar. Caesar's a nice new addition to the show. We'll never have
it's
you back.
Can I get another Johnny Van Lyne?
He doesn't care about yellow lights. Don't mean anything to him. Mirage from the Mirage Casino and Resort. Roswitha Schneider. George Michael.
Keep it real.
Mr. Estefani.
Bueno.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you for listening to Call with Questions.
But something happened for the very first time with you. My heart melts into the ground, found something true. Everyone's looking round, thinking I'm going crazy. I don't care what they say, I'm in love with you. They try to pull me away, but they don't know the truth. My heart's crippled by the vein that I keep on closing. Cut me open and I keep bleeding, keep bleeding love. I keep bleeding, keep bleeding love. I keep bleeding, I keep bleeding love. Ooh, you cut me open, trying hard not to hear, but they talk so loud. Their piercing sounds fill my ears, try to fill me with doubt. Yet I know that the goal is to keep me from falling. Nothing's greater than the risk that comes with your embrace. And in this world of loneliness, I see a face. Everyone around me thinks that I'm going crazy. Maybe, maybe, but I don't care what they say. I'm in love with you. They try to pull me away, but they don't know the truth. My heart's crippled by the vein that I keep on closing. You cut me open and I keep bleeding, I keep bleeding.